USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Ukrainian President Zelensky is drawing comparisons between Nazism and what he calls Rushism. Following a barrage of over 30 missile strikes on Saturday, Zelensky spoke in front of an apartment complex that had been flattened, killing at least 9 people and injuring dozens more. He noted the street they were on was named after a victory over the Nazis in World War II and, quote, "We must do everything we can to stop Rushism, just as the free world once stopped Nazism." The White House says additional documents with classified markings were found in President Biden's Delaware home this week. The White House says the Department of Justice was alerted to the pages. California and Governor Gavin Newsom are bracing for another bout of rough weather.
The federal help is needed because of the atmospheric rivers that have been pounding California.
A few years ago, no one heard an atmospheric river. There was just some scientists down at Scripps saying, hey, you should pay attention to this thing that we've coined called atmospheric rivers.
That's Governor Newsom. FEMA leaders said on Friday the agency will review the request as quickly as possible to help the president make that determination. California's been getting slammed with floods, mudslides, and power outages. The storms have killed over 18 people. I'm Dave Collins.
As the Bills get ready for their playoff action with Miami, they had a visit from teammate DeMar Hamlin on Saturday, whose recovery continues to amaze and inspire. He went into cardiac arrest during a game less than 2 weeks ago. Tens of thousands of people protested Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday night in Tel Aviv. Protesters said they are concerned for Israel's future and want to send a message to Netanyahu, CNN reported. Prince Harry's newly released memoir, Spare, is now the fastest-selling nonfiction book of all time. Only a few Harry Potter books have sold more on their first day. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
It's going to take some time for a definitive answer into Lisa Marie Presley's death. The only child of Elvis Presley died Thursday after cardiac arrest. While the autopsy is done, sources say a toxicology report will take longer to see if something led to her sudden medical crisis. Presley was 54. Avatar, The Way of Water, is rolling along, tops for a 5th straight weekend.
The science fiction sequel raked in an additional $7 million, bringing its global total to $1.7 billion. The Way of Water is currently the 7th highest grossing film ever worldwide and has a chance at being the first film to hit $2 billion worldwide since the start of COVID. Avatar is looking to add roughly $36 million to that total over the MLK weekend. I'm Dave Collins.
John Jones is getting back in the octagon. Considered one of the greatest fighters in MMA history, Jones will return March 4th for UFC 285, which will see him fight Cyril Gane in the main event with the heavyweight title on the line. NFL wild card action on Saturday. It was quite a playoff debut for Brock Purdy. He threw 3 touchdowns and ran for one as well as the Niners beat the Seahawks 41-23. In the late game, the Jaguars rallied to defeat the Chargers 31-30, booming a 36-yard field goal as time expired. L.A. held a 27-0 lead in the first half. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.